WRPQ Baraboo.
2279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft during an appearance today in federal court. The Republican lawmaker was expelled by his colleagues for lying about his education, career, family, and other matters. President Biden will give the keynote address on this first night of the Democratic National Convention.
This night is billed as one that will honor his legacy. We know that First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will speak as well, and it will be a kind of passing of the torch, is the phrase that has been so often used to describe tonight, from President Biden to Vice President Harris.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Chicago. Former President Trump talked up his plans for the economy during a visit to a factory in York in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The cleanup is now underway across much of the Northeast after last night's strong storms. Stocks closed higher today, the Dow up 237 points. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An Iowa County resident has died after a crash that happened Sunday night in Orena. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, an SUV was driving northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the road and then hit a power pole and struck a stop sign. The vehicle rolled onto U.S. Highway 14 before coming to a halt. First responders reported to the crash just before 10:30 p.m. Sunday night. Officials treated the 68-year-old passenger and said the individual later died of injuries suffered in the crash. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office have identified the passenger as Karen White, an Orena resident. Spring Green EMS took the 71-year-old driver to a hospital and is expected to be okay. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50, and mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s, a chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76.
99.7. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you until after 4 p.m. on Monday afternoon. We've got you all caught up on the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with the Flocking Seagulls on Max FM.
Max FM.
Down.
80s, 90s, and more. At 7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you on Monday afternoon. So NASCAR had to postpone the Michigan race yesterday due to the weather. It did rain there, and, you know, there's a lot of discussion if they should have started that race a little bit earlier because they probably could have got the race in. They chose not to. They do not have lights in Michigan, and they did not feel that they could get to the halfway point when they restarted that race. So guess what? The race was on today. 10 a.m. Yes, that is a little early. I'm not sure why they didn't wait till the afternoon because there was no chances of rain today in Michigan, but probably so they could get all the teams back home because they're racing Saturday night in Daytona. Now, Tyler Reddick was your winner today. It was a very good race. The only thing that kind of happened that was interesting today was Corey LaJoie went up in the air with his car, landed on his roof, slided across the track on the roof of his car, hit the grass, and then ended up on his wheels. Thankfully, the car was intact, no major damage to the car, which is a good thing. But a lot of questions now about why the car flipped, because it looked like it was an aero thing because he was very close to another car when that happened. So I guarantee that car is going back to the NASCAR Research and Development Center to see what's going to happen with that. Now, also in other news, there's going to be some things going on with Mr. Austin Dillon this week. On Wednesday, they're going to be hearing his appeal to find out if he's going to have any chance being in the NASCAR playoffs, unless he wins next week, of course. Right now, he is not after his actions 2 Sundays ago. So we'll keep tabs on that. We have a little bit more sports coming up next. Music by Falco on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Tyler Reddick took the lead on a restart in the second overtime to win the Fire Keepers Casino 400 at Michigan's International Speedway today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Reddick is one of 12 drivers with a spot secured in the postseason, leaving 4 more available with races left at Daytona and Darlington. Brewers have a day off today before opening the series in St. Louis tomorrow night. The Cardinals are 11 games behind the Brewers in the division standings, but St. Louis chasing a wild card spot. They're 5 games behind Atlanta for the final wild card spot in the National League. Packers also off today following last night's 27-2 loss to the Broncos in Denver. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll hold a joint practice with Baltimore on Thursday before hosting the Ravens in the preseason finale on Saturday. Neither one of the Packers' 2 backup quarterbacks did anything on Sunday night to settle the backup job behind Jordan Love. Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt have 1 game left to convince the Packers they can handle that job. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol und alles rief, da kann man Rock me Amadeus. Es war irgendwie no plastic money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock Me Up. Oh,
maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday afternoon. You know what? It doesn't feel too bad for being a Monday. You know, I'm just kind of enjoying the day, enjoying what I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm a happy guy. What can I say? Here's Depeche Mode on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Some of them want to get used by you. maximum music. Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday afternoon. There's been a lot of talk recently about how high heels are out, mostly because women these days prefer fashion. It isn't painful, which I totally get to a certain extent. Had a pair of shoes that were just kind of not feeling comfortable. It was time for them to go, so they're gone. Got slip-on shoes now, by the way. I'm loving them. Sarah Blakely Shoes, the founder of Spanx, has revealed the new shoes called Sneaks, which are high-heeled sneakers. She's been working on the concept for 9 years, and they'll finally debut tomorrow. The website Sneaks.com, which is S-N-E-E-X, .com is up there. High-heeled sneakers made of leather, mesh, and suede, apparently. Unfortunately, the retail prices for these range from $395 to $595 per pair, which means they're outside the range of impulse purchasing and a luxury one. Sarah's asked why she made Sneaks her next product, and she said, "Have you ever worn high heels?" "No, I haven't, just in case anyone's curious, because I have a hard enough time walking on 2 feet in sneakers, just saying." Yeah, that's a lot of money for shoes. I'm like, dude, that's my shoe budget for probably 3 years right there, just saying. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Rio Speedway on Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Take a short drive to big savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50, and mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s, pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s, a chance of rain later Thursday, high upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe, and even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. Don't.
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like they're turning off the light.
7 Max FM, Dave Grant, on Monday afternoon. Today is National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. What is your favorite? I gotta say, I love a Twistle, and that is one of my favorite. I kind of like the nuts that Dairy Queen used to put on the side of those, or that cherry covering. That is amazing. Now, Aaron, you're coming up next. What is your favorite soft serve ice cream? I'm sure it's any ice cream, just saying. I'm heading on. I'll be back tomorrow. Here's Guns N' Roses on Max FM.